Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Freedom!
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your hosts, Drew Tignanelli and Tim Maurer.
And this is Drew Tignanelli, back from last week being off.
Drew, you know we missed you terribly.
I'm going to listen to the CD today and tomorrow.
You haven't listened to any of it yet?
Well, you finally gave it to me.
No.
Yesterday.
I know.
Or today. It was today.
I gave it to D today, yes.
Yeah, so
I forgot it on Monday. Well,
how about Friday last week?
I wasn't here.
Oh, that's a good point.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, well, all right. I'll give you a break on that one.
I appreciate that, Drew.
Anyway, we're going to have a special show tonight because tonight
is... And when we say special, it's even more special than special.
Yeah, Mr. Social Security himself, the rock star of Social Security Advice, is on the show with us tonight. And he's always a popular guest, and people like to ask Social Security questions. No better than Mr. Social Security himself to answer them.
It's true.
Jack Friel. Jack was a 35, I believe, year veteran of Social Security and still does Social Security seminars for CCBC.
Yeah.
For retirement seminars. So I think he's the man to answer the questions.
He is the man.
If you want to call in and begin to get on the line to ask your question, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. And if the lines get jammed, the little trick is 1-800-922-6680. And you can get onto those lines. So,
a trick, huh?
And they do jam up when Mr. Social Security himself comes on.
How can you reach Mr. Social Security himself on Twitter, Drew? What do you think? Is his handle something like
he has
Rockstar of Social Security?
It could be. But anyway.
SS Rockstar?
Let's do a really quick Drew's
Please
view.
Do. Please
and
do.
And that is the one of the questions I get asked a lot is people say, they're being offered an annuity. It sounds fantastic. Do I have this available? Mm-hmm. Where they're getting a 7 to 10% bonus.
Right.
In other words, the minute they put the money in, they get
7%.
So you get $100,000 in, you get $7,000 right off the bat, and then they're going to get the market's rate of return. And if the market goes down, they're not going to lose a nickel. Nothing.
What could be better, Drew?
No decline. And I mean, if this isn't the greatest smoke and mirror concept I've ever seen, the bonus, the way they pay the bonus is they have these deferred sales charges that go 10, 12 years even, I've seen. And they charge fees of like 3% or more out of those fees that they intend to collect while they lock into the contract for 10 years. That's how they pay you the bonus. So in essence, you're getting your money in your account that you can't touch.
Right.
And then you're going to pay for it over 10 years. So you're really not getting a bonus. And then the market guarantee rate of return.
Mm-hmm.
That is so interesting how they do that. They're using indexes. They have three different formulas. It has nothing to do with dividends.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the long-term history of the stock market without dividends,
right?
You know, after the
month
fees,
to month, point
after
to point,
the 3% more in
caps
fees,
in addition
caps,
to,
I mean, you know, it's smoke and mirrors. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Don't expect it. You get into the product, don't expect it to be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
And real quick, let me name the product. Equity indexed annuity is the particular kind that you're describing.
I mean, they call it a fixed income annuity because even though it uses the word equity, it has nothing to do with the stock market.
You don't even have to have a stock market license to sell it.
Anyway, Jack, are you there? Jack?
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great, and you?
Good.
All right, we're going to tell the callers.
Lower Delaware, loving it, baby.
I know. You know, you're a hypocrite, aren't you? Because you're a liberal, you left Maryland, because you're a liberal, you left Maryland and went to Delaware. That's okay, Jack. I still love you.
That's because you and Tim, you talked me into it.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Anyway, we got Mr. Social Security himself. You want to call and ask your question, 410-922-6680. There are a couple lines up, but now's the time to call in, because once this guy gets rolling, man, people start calling
it's
in
crazy.
Left and right.
It's crazy.
410-922-6680. And the little trick, 1-800-922-6680 if you can't get in. We're going to Peter in Parkville. Peter, how can we help you?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. I have a question perhaps for Jack, if he could expound for me on a what I think is a related issue, a related subject, which is something known as the Adult Waiver Program. I wonder if...
Adult Waiver in what?
I'm sorry?
In what? Social Security?
Yes, it's actually... I guess it's more tied to Medicaid than it is to
You're talking
Medicare.
About... Are you talking about the assisted living program with Medicaid?
It's a... Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think yes.
That's a program that in Maryland, you're highly unlikely... Jack's not going to know much about this, but you're highly unlikely to ever get approved for the adult waiver program in Maryland. And that's the one that'll pay for assisted living.
Gotcha.
Medicaid normally only pays for full long-term care, mm-hmm. but there are a few spots available for the adult waiver program, but there's like a waiting list of like 6,000 or something like that.
Right.
When we
right.
have Kevin Bress on again,
okay.
and we should do that, or if you
yes.
ever hear Kevin on the air, he does...
I actually have talked to Kevin.
Kevin's the guy. He knows more about this than anyone.
Yeah, he's quite a master.
All right?
Yes. Okay. Well,
thanks, Peter.
Right. Well, I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for your call, Peter.
We're going to Jim.
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, you did wonderful, Jack.
Yeah,
Jim in
job.
Baltimore, how can we help you?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Ask Jack your question.
Okay, Jack, here's my question. When I was a federal employee, we were sold the retirement was our pension, our annuity contributions, and our Social Security. Do you ever anticipate Social Security being means tested? To where we lose that third leg of the three-legged stool?
That's the future type thing. I, as of today, no, it's not means-tested, so I would hope it never would be, because
well,
that would change the whole tenets of Social Security.
If you think about it, Jack, technically in 1982 we began means-testing Social Security through a back door of taxation. 1986 we increased that through taxation, and in 2007, if your income's higher, you're going to pay a higher Medicare Part B premium, which will come out of your Social Security. So you're right. You're right. They're not going to means test it directly, but they're always going to use these backdoor means testings of Social Security. Anyway, that's another story. Let's go to this next caller. It's more up your line, Jack. Dave in Ellicott City, how can we help you?
Hi, Colin. I've heard something about a spouse sometimes collecting on her husband's Social Security until she's age 70 and then going back and collecting on hers. And if that's true that you can do that, can both spouses do it, collect on each other's, and then at 70 collect on their own?
Yeah, you have to be 66. If your full retirement age is 66, you have to be full retirement age. And you can go in and apply for Social Security benefits under your own Social Security number. Then you suspend those benefits, and you apply under your spouse and can receive spousal benefits. And then when you're 70, you can go back in and get your own benefit with the delayed retirement credits. Delayed retirement credits being the additional 6 to 8% more a month. Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, but Dave, one thing you got to remember, Jack, you got to explain to them that if they begin the spousal benefits at 66 for each other and then go back to 70, whatever amount they got initially is still going to be discounted when they get their full benefits at 70.
Right.
So it's not a panacea.
Money. Right.
Yeah, it's not like you're getting a lot of extra money.
Right, but it's better than collecting on your own, and then...
Well,
it's still
a strategy worth thinking about.
Thank you.
It's worth thinking about because of the extra money for the delayed retirement credits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
And then, of course, now what is your date of death? So that's the other way to look at it.
Yeah, well, you have to figure that one out, Jack.
Yeah.
Maybe Jack can answer that question for us. Anyway, hold on, Jack. I got to take a break. But while we're on this break, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in. I don't have anybody on the line. It's highly unusual for Mr. Social Security himself. 410-922-6680, if you want to call and ask your Social Security question, take it away, Terry.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The listeners probably didn't get this kind of joy last week.
You're right. They got a great deal more. A great deal more joy.
It's impossible.
He set me up for that one.
I guess. All righty. We're going. Jack, you lit it up again, man. So
here
we're going to go
alrighty.
To it. So a little trick if you can't get in right now because you can't, 1-800-922-6680. So you call the 800 number, 800-922-6680, or you can keep calling 410 until
or
you get through.
Or tweet SS Rockstar.
Bob in Wilmington. You're about 50 miles away from Jack right now. Go ahead, Bob.
The question for Jack is, I met up with my brother this past weekend for the first time since he's retired from federal law enforcement.
Hmm.
And he was explaining to me that because he had was forced to retire at age 55 from federal law enforcement,
right.
He got a Social Security offset dividend.
So he got whipped. Is that what he got, Jack?
No. How old is he right now?
55.
Okay, yeah. Oftentimes they'll pay a certain amount of money when you retire, and then when you turn 62, they'll reduce that pension by amount of Social Security that you get.
Ah.
Okay. Now, see, I was forced to retire from state law enforcement. Hmm. Am I eligible for that?
It depends on which state are you talking about.
Delaware.
I don't know. Maryland doesn't do it. I don't know if Delaware. Where did your brother retire from?
North Carolina.
Yeah. Maryland doesn't do it.
Well, but he was federal.
I'd have to check that out. See what happens, just to clear it up for anybody listening, there were many, many companies. In fact, Bethlehem Steel used to do it. A lot of people would be able to retire before they could get Social Security, and the pension that they got from where they work, they would include in that pension how much you would get if you were getting Social Security and your pension. So it's not to disadvantage the workers because they retired at, say, 55. And then when you turned 62, you had to file for Social Security, get that reduced benefit, and then that amount would have been reduced from your pension. Some of the states did that and some of them didn't. I don't have it memorized which state did or didn't do it, but evidently North Carolina did, yeah.
All right, Bob.
So your brother's going to get X amount. Say he's getting $100 a month, but he gets $25 a month from Social Security. As soon as he turns 62, he'll get $75 from the state and $25 from Social Security.
All right, Bob.
Okay, even though he's federal, the state picks up part of the tab?
Say it again?
He retired from federal service. The state would have a play in that?
No.
Not federal. I'm saying I'm talking, you said that he's getting additional money because he's not 62 yet?
So it's the Fed that's going to pay him his pension extra until he turns 62. And when he turns 62...
Federal law does that. Did he work for the state or did he work for the Fed?
Federal law enforcement, he said.
Federal law enforcement.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they may do that. I don't know.
Right.
Because see, what it is mandatory retirement. So
right.
They don't want to disadvantage them.
There are, you know, and it's company by company, organization or government by government, Bob.
Yeah.
Good point. I'm sorry, Bob, but I got to run. David in Arbutus, how can we help you? David?
Yes.
Go ahead, ask your question.
I got hurt early when I was around 36, and I have the SSDI, and I'm only getting like 663, and I was wondering, is there a way that I could get or receive more from the Social Security?
How old are you right now?
49.
Yeah, so you're getting Social Security disability?
Yes.
Okay, when you get Social Security disability, they compute the rate to be equal to the rate you would have gotten had you been full retirement age, so you're not disadvantaged. So now that you're getting Social Security disability, that rate is the most you could get because that's what you would have gotten had you retired.
All right, David?
So it's not really based on what I put in, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's how they compute the amount based on what you put in, right?
But the problem, David, is that because you didn't work longer, you didn't put more in.
Yeah,
I know.
Social Security is always the tenant is to replace lost wages. So if you only had made a little bit of wages and then you only lost a little bit of wages, that's how the basic thought is.
All right, David?
They say I'm 180% below the poverty level, which I don't know how they base that on, but that's the statement that I got from them.
Well, how much do you get a month from Social Security?
It's $663.
Well, did you apply for SSI? Because you can get $700.
They said that they would help on, like, the spend down, you know, when you first have to pay, because you basically have to pay for Social Security. You don't just get it. You have to actually pay, I think it's $350 or
So, what?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
What do you mean by that?
David, do you have assets anywhere else? Do you have any assets, like 2,500 or more assets somewhere?
No.
Well, then let Jack say, and you should go back and ask for SSI, Supplemental Security Income, which will boost you another $700 a month. Okay?
And State of Maryland will pay your Medicare premium, so that's another $100 savings a month.
All right, David, you got to go back and talk to them.
Is that from the Department of Social Services? Or no, you go to a Social Security office. They take SSI applications.
Go to Social Security, okay? I got to run. Take care.
Thanks, David. Good luck.
Gary in Southwest Baltimore, how can we help you?
Yes, I'm on Social Security Disability. I'm already on Medicare already.
Okay.
And I make under $10,000 a year.
Okay.
I was wondering, I'm curious, do I have to file for Obamacare?
You have to file for what?
Obamacare.
No.
You're on Medicare.
You have Medicare, right?
Yeah, I'm already
you
on
You will
Medicare.
Want a supplemental plan to pay the difference, because Medicare only pays 80%. Do you have a supplemental plan?
Well, Medicare has me on AARP.
Okay, so you've got it all covered. You don't need anything else.
I'll have to file for a...
No?
No, that's for people who don't have health insurance.
Oh.
They're good.
All right, Gary. Good. Okay. That answers your question,
yeah,
right?
One less thing on Gary's to-do list.
That's right.
There you go.
That's a good
there
one. We're
Gary.
Going to Bob in Bob in Baltimore. How can we help you?
Yes, this is Bob.
Yeah, go
Hi,
ahead,
Bob.
Blah.
Okay, I have a question regarding Social Security. I'm 75. I'm collecting my insurance, Social Security. I'm a widower. I have met a widow who is collecting Social Security. We were discussing the possibility of marrying. I was wondering if that would affect her Social Security, and it was on her earnings, by the way.
It would only affect her if she's under the age of 62. Are you marrying a young thing there, or what are you doing?
She's 63.
She's 63. You're good to go, baby. Get married.
Okay. Our Social Security won't be
anybody.
Touched.
Actually,
thank you very much.
Well, but you have a lot of questions you have to answer also, other than just Social Security before you get married there, Bob.
Yeah, and Bob, just another
well,
thing. You know,
you, Drew, and Tim, you know, those questions.
No, those questions.
There are more romantic ways to handle this decision than having a quote-unquote discussion, Bob. Maybe you should, you know, get a little bit more creative.
Hey, at my age... What have I got to lose?
Amen, brother.
All right, we're going over to...
Congratulations and good luck with that.
Yeah, congratulations.
We're going to Rebecca in Baltimore. Rebecca, how can we help you?
Yes, good evening. I'm calling because I have been married twice and divorced twice. I'm not quite of retirement age yet, but I have heard that I can... get part of my ex.
Well, the first two people that you were divorced from, were you married 10 years?
Married to him.
I'm sorry?
Were you married to the first?
Your first husband before you got a divorce.
I was married to both husbands more than 10 years.
Okay, then you're entitled under each of their records, and you'll get the check which is ever higher. So let's pretend your retirement age. You go into Social Security, you file for retirement. They'll bring up husband number one's record. They'll bring up husband number two record. They'll bring up your record, and you'll get the highest check out of them, whatever's
okay,
the most.
It's not in addition to. It's just whoever's the highest.
No, you only get one check. We love you, but we
wait a minute,
one.
Jack. She says she's also now currently married. Are you currently married,
well,
Rebecca?
No, I'm not currently married.
You did it again? You're married a third time?
No.
No, I did not. I learned after twice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, because he wrote on here, Noah, who wrote on here, says now married. So
Dude,
I just
Noah
went,
writes all kinds of stuff on there. Come on.
Now, listen, I don't want to confuse. Rebecca, you're not married, correct?
I am not married.
Okay, good. So, they'll bring up your first husband, second husband, and your record, and whichever's the highest you'll get. And if you were to remarry under the age of 62, then you would not be entitled under husband one and two.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
But Bob, our previous caller, is 75, so.
Yeah. Well, he's taken. How old are you now?
I am 62.
All right. Well, you're good to go. Go ahead and get married again then. And if you do that, then you'll look at his record, first husband, second husband, and yours.
You're in the clear.
And Bob's already taken. All right.
Yeah, I also wanted to know if I had to retire... before getting my husband's check. Part of our check.
No, they have to be retired, don't they, Jack?
No. Divorced spouse is an exception to the rule. They don't know.
Oh, the house spouses would have had to be dead in order to get a spousal, deceased spousal benefit, right?
Right.
They probably wish they were dead.
Well, let's not get into that, because that could be, you know, illegal. And then if you're in jail for more than 30 days, you don't get the check, so you don't want to.
All right, Rebecca, man. You're good to go, Jack says.
And
you
I
take
don't think,
care.
I don't think Bob is fully committed just yet. He hasn't gotten down on one knee or anything. I think he's still up for grabs.
I'm not taking a break, but I'm going to Terry Troye, and we'll be back with Mr. Social Security himself in just a second. Take care. All right. See? More animals.
I'm a big fan of most of your favorites, Joe.
And,
monkeys especially.
And, Noah obviously has no Social Security songs. But anyway, we're going to Gary real quick in, Howard County. Gary, how can we help you?
Yeah, I have a question. I waited till I was 66 to draw my Social Security, and I'm still working, but they still take Social Security. They say you're not penalized, but if I'm still paying Social Security every week, I'm being penalized.
Jack?
Right?
Jack? Did you put Jack on?
Take your high 35.
Hey, Jack, you got to start over. Noah didn't have you online there.
What?
Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Gary, how you doing? It's Jack.
All right, go ahead, Jack.
Gary, this is your lucky day. You're going to be a very happy person.
Yeah.
Because you're 66 and you're still working and drawing your Social Security, when you work, they take FICA out of your check. But that makes you happy because Social Security recomputes your high 35 years of earnings every year. So the more you pay in, the bigger your check will get. And the Social Security computer talks to the IRS computer, and we do what's called a closed year. In other words, a couple months after the prior year when you file your income tax.
But that's not 100% true, Jack, right? Let's say he's only working in a small part-time job, and it's not one of his high 35.
Well, yeah, many, but yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure you tell him the truth.
I did. generally, 35 years ago, that little bit of money you made, you make a lot more today in a part-time job. That's
okay. Do they reevaluate that every year?
Yes.
That's what he was telling you until I interrupted him.
They do a computer run every year, and then they reevaluate it. I've been getting Social Security for a couple of years, and every January my check keeps going up because of...
All right. Thanks, Gary. Take care.
I appreciate it.
You'll get a letter, Gary.
Hey, we'll go to Terry in Owings Mills because her question is in line with this. Go ahead, Terry. Ask your question.
Yeah, I have two. When was the highest cost of living given, and under what administration? And have they determined what the 2014 cost of living adjustment is going to be?
Haven't heard about the 2014. The highest one was under the Nixon administration.
Okay, but what percentage rate?
13 point something or other.
Whoa, okay.
And I don't think they, because of the shutdown, Jack, I don't think they've come out with the numbers they were
That's
supposed
right,
to a
delayed.
Couple
Usually
weeks ago.
October 15 or so, they'll have the information. Rumor is it's about 1%, 1.5%, but we'll see.
Okay. Thank you.
All
very
right,
much.
Terry, good one. That's a
13%,
man. I'm going for that one.
That was like a Jeopardy question, too.
Yeah, really. And Jack knew it, too. That's the
Who
thing.
Who knows?
That
maybe he made it up.
Makes him my hero. Anyway.
Did Tom, you make that one up, Jack?
Tom in Cambridge.
Yeah, I did.
Oops. Yes. I'm encouraging my wife to retire at 62. Is there a limit to outside income that she could earn on top of Social Security?
$15,120.
And that's earned income, right, Jack?
It's any income where they deduct FICA. She could retire at 62 and get her Social Security, and her mama loves her and gives her $5,000 a month, and she wins the lottery and gets $1 million a month, and she has a condo in Ocean City and gets $12,000 a month. None of that affects Social Security. But if she gets a job at McDonald's, you got to figure it out and make sure it's not more than $15,120.
Does the limits stop at any time? Someone told me
once you reach
66.
Once you reach full retirement age, you can earn all the money you want.
So how old is she right now, Tom?
She will be 62.
Okay, so her full retirement age, Jack, is?
66.
66. Once she turns 66, Tom, unlimited earned income and still collect Social Security.
But only $15,000 until 66.
Correct.
Well, every year goes up. We're waiting to hear what it is next year. But right now it's $15,120.
All right, Tom. It's not going to go up much every year, though.
No, it never goes up a lot. But it will go up.
So cost of living. All right. Good question, Tom. We're going to Ronnie. I think that says Ronnie in Hamden. Hey, hon, how you doing down there? What's happening, Ronnie?
Hello?
Yes, Ronnie, you're on.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I get Social Security, and, since then, I hurt my hip when I got it, but now, since I have surgery, I can't even work at all the job that I'm doing, the job I'm used to do. And I was just wondering, would SSI play into that at all? I mean, would I be able to get SSI, or since I get Social Security?
How old are you?
I'm 63 now.
62?
63.
Are you getting Social Security now?
Yes.
You getting in retirement or disability?
I just got straight Social Security when I hit 62.
Okay, so, and when did you last work?
About 5 years ago.
Okay, well, you're right on the cusp there. You can file, they call it what's called RIBDIB. It's a retirement disability thing where you can file, get your reduced retirement, but also file for disability. And if it's approved, then they'll retroactively go back and pay disability at the age of 63 or 62, whenever you applied. But in order to get disability, you have to have worked 5 out of the last 10 years.
Oh, okay. So basically,
so if you're going to do this, you better go and apply now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ronnie, go back and apply for SSDI. All right?
Yep.
All right, buddy, take care. Good question. We're going to Terry in Sykesville. Terry, how can we help you?
Hi. My question is, my ex is on Social Security disability. If I retire, can I get... half, or I don't know if it's half or the same amount that he gets. How does that work?
Well, you were married to him for 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married now?
No.
Okay. When you go to file for your Social Security,
mm-hmm.
How old are you now?
I'm 69.
69?
Yes, and I am retired, and I was just wondering if I made a mistake.
Are you getting Social Security?
Yes.
You are. Well, when you filed for it, did they look at your ex-husband's record?
No, they didn't. Not at all. They didn't.
I bet they did. But you're probably getting more under your own.
Did they ask you if you were divorced?
Most you could get is half of his.
Half?
Yeah, half of his.
Did they ask you if you were divorced?
They all did.
I thought I checked it off. I can't remember.
Oh, you had to. You had to. I mean, did they always ask if you're divorced? Did you go in person or do it online?
I'm sorry?
When you applied, did you go in person or did you do it online?
In person.
Oh, yeah, they would have asked.
Oh, okay.
She needs to make sure, because if her ex does pass away, that could make a big difference.
Well, yeah, if the ex passes away, if he's getting more a month than you are right now, then you'd be entitled to 100% of his.
I think she ought to check to make sure they know that she was divorced.
So,
yeah, I mean, always double check. Always go in and find out.
Okay, so if he were to die...
I don't want to give you any ideas now, Terry.
No. Terry's like, wait a second, so what you're telling me is...
No.
How's he feeling, Terry?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure...
If some horrible calamity were to befall my
ex... He's driving along and recognizes her voice. You know?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
but Drew brought up a good point, which surprises me, but he did. Never assume anything. Always double-check, you know.
So I could just go back and find out.
Just go back and check.
You should go in, make an appointment with the claims representative, and just go in and review the record and make sure it's on record that you were married and all that.
All right, Terry,
because
good question.
To prove it and put it on record, they would have asked to see a marriage certificate and a divorce certificate.
Right.
Remember taking that in?
No.
Huh?
I don't remember taking that in.
No. Yeah, see? So it might not be on. So go ahead,
I would get it in there. All right,
okay.
Terry, good question. We got to run right now. We got to bring the piano in, but we're going to come back to the last quarter hour and finish up with Mr. Social Security himself. Timmy, tell us what we need to know.
Drew, you need to know the only lesson you need to learn from the debt ceiling debacle. Few of us would argue that the government shutdown and this year's debt ceiling debacle are issues of importance. But over the course of your lifetime, which do you think has a bigger impact? The decisions the government makes or your own personal decisions? We tend to spend more time bemoaning the action and inaction of those with less of a direct influence in our lives, especially legislators and presidents, than those who most directly impact our lives. That's us. The fact is that we use the failure of others too often to excuse our own bad decisions. So please allow me to disabuse you of a few it's-their-fault anthems, especially common in the realm of personal finance. Number one, the arc of your career is not your boss or company's responsibility. Good bosses and companies create environments in which good employees can flourish. Bad bosses and companies inspire good employees to join better companies or create new businesses. Second, regardless of your levels of income or net worth, your financial success or failure will be predicated primarily on the effectiveness of your cash flow management system. This is most commonly and disdainfully referred to as a budget. You can never be too rich or poor to budget. Three, your inability to invest successfully and retire comfortably will be impacted by many factors, but none more so than your willingness to make regular contributions equal or greater to 10% of your annual income. Although politicians and pundits may attempt to convince us otherwise, the long-term trajectory of our lives are more a consequence of impulsion than compulsion, unless, that is, we give someone or something else that control. If you rely more on outside influences than those within your control, you have ceded too much. If we worry more about that which we can't control than acting on that which we can, we do so only to our detriment. And maybe, just maybe, the reason we gripe so much about that which is holding us back is that we fear the consequences of being held accountable for our own decisions, our own lives. We should spend the bulk of our efforts attempting to control what we can and worry far less about that which we can't. And that is something you need to know.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're back. We're going to rock and roll.
Do you know who that is, though, real quickly?
I've heard of them.
They're an animal.
Yeah?
They're a bird of prey. That's...
Birds.
No.
The
no.
Eagles.
A bird. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, you know, who cares? Really. I got Mr. Social Security on the line,
that's
and people
true.
Are asking questions.
He's much
know?
More famous than the Eagles.
Yeah, we're going to Betty in Owings Mills. Betty.
Bald Eagle.
Betty. How can we help you?
Yes. I'm 73 and I'm on Social Security. Someone was telling me that I could draw Social Security on my husband, and I wanted to find out if that was true.
Only if there would be more than what you're now getting under your own Social Security number.
Well,
you're currently
sure.
married?
No, we've been divorced. We were married like 20 years.
Yeah, when you filed for benefits under your Social Security number, did they check your ex-husband's record?
I don't remember.
Yeah, within
quite a while, I know he remarried, but I never did.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're over, you know, 62.
You should go back and check, Betty.
Yeah, definitely check, Betty.
Go back to Social Security.
I didn't really want to look into it, but now I need help at home because I'm ill, and I need extra money, so I would rather pay it myself if I could get my Social Security increase as opposed to... asking for help with any other...
Go back
well,
and check
go,
and
Betty.
See what happens.
And good
okay?
luck, Betty.
Okay, let us know.
Thank
My...
you very much.
Good question. Connie in Curtis Bay, how can we help you?
Hi. I was just wondering how my Social Security will be affected. I'm married, and my husband was married for 25 years, and his wife remarried, but then her husband died. So... And I'm always worked. So I was wondering how that works, if she can collect it or can I, or how does that work?
Well, yeah, you can collect under your spouse if it's more than under your own Social Security number, and so can the ex-wife. But if the ex-wife does collect under your husband, you won't even know. They won't even tell you, and it won't affect your check or his check.
Oh, okay. Now, and he gets a check and me? Is that how it works?
Yeah, each of you get your own check.
Right, but I mean, I would get under his Social Security?
Only if it's more than under your own. Did you work during your lifetime?
Yes, all my life.
Yeah, there you go.
Most
so
of the
you go in and you fight, and how old are you now?
I'm 60.
Okay, so when you're 62, if you choose to file for Social Security at 62, you'll go into the office, they'll look at your husband's record if he's already getting benefits, and they'll look at your record, and whichever check is the highest you'll get. Let's say you go in at 62 and you file under your own Social Security number and you get a check because your husband hasn't retired yet. Right. Let's say he retires 4 years later. When then you go on in with him, and when he files, you'll also file under his and see if it's more than yours.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
We're going to Bob in Lutherville. Bob, how can we help you?
Yes, hello. I was just trying to determine, listen to the show, whether retiring and taking the benefits at 66 or 66 and a half. I'm 63 now. I think that not at 62. I'm still working. Or wait till 70. What is the break? Is there a breaking point, or is there a determination which is, would make more sense? Every time you talk to anybody, they always say, well, if you outlive it. But, I mean, other than that, is there another determination?
Generally, if you take it at 70, they're saying the break-even point's around 92.
No way, Jack. That's too high. That's way too high.
Not if you didn't take any benefit whatsoever.
I look at the actuary tables that they used to mail to you. I don't think they do that anymore. But if I retired at 66 and a half, it was about $2,200 or $2,300 a month. But if I waited until 70, it was about $3,100 a month.
Hey, Bob, there's a great Social Security calculator on T. Rowe Price's website. You might want to try that. It does a pretty good job from what I've when I've used it.
Well, there's a real good one on www.social.gov also.
Did you hear that? Jack says socialsecurity.gov has a good...
calculator on www.socialsecurity.gov, and there's also a thing on there that will ask you a whole bunch of questions that will tell you who you're entitled under, who you're not entitled under, and things like that.
You said,
listen up, Bob. No right or wrong answer between 66 and 70. You got to talk to Drew or people like that and decide what's best for you.
Are you married or single, Bob?
I'm married, and she works.
All right. So
I worked for 40 years, so I think I probably maxed out what mine would be.
Right. Yeah. You know, like Jack's saying, you've got to. It's a gamble waiting. But, you know,
it's based on when you kick the bucket, ultimately. But if you've got...
I'll call you on Monday off the show. Thank you.
All right, man. Good question.
Right.
Robert in Federal Hill, last caller. Go ahead, Robert. Real quick.
Yeah. I'm 66 years old, just turned. And I went down the other day to see if I can get my retirement benefits from Social Security. And I worked 27 years, did 3 years in the Army, two tours in Nam, and 10 years in General Motors, 3 years in Bethlehem Steel. I worked for the IRS and down in Fort Meade. And I had a heart attack when I was 52, and they put me on this disability stuff. And
you got to ask your question real quick because I'm running out of time.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
No, I was wondering why I can't get my full Social Security. I'm still getting only $700 a month, just like anybody else.
When did you file for Social Security?
When did you file for Social Security?
66. When did you file for Social Security? How old were you?
66.
Okay, and prior to that, what were you getting, anything? Were you getting pension from somebody?
Yeah, $700 and some dollars from having a heart attack. And I didn't even, they put me in for it at the hospital, and I got it, and I didn't even want it, really.
Who's paying the $700?
Pardon?
Who's paying the $700? Is that your Social Security check, or is that?
Yes, that's the Social Security disability, they call it. And I applied for my regular retirement Social Security.
When did you start getting the $700?
When I had the heart attack when I was 52 years old, and then I'm 66.
You haven't worked since you were 52?
Robert, you got to hold on because I'm going to have to.
Real quick, Robert, everybody, listen. If you file for Social Security disability and you get Social Security disability, they compute the rate based on how much you would have gotten at your full retirement age. So if I'm listening to Robert correctly, he's getting the most he could possibly get, even though he's 66.
But hold on line, Robert. And Jack, you got to hold, too. I got to finish up here. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.